Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
MIT's Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics is marking its 100th anniversary this week. As part of the centennial celebration, the nation's oldest university aerospace program is hosting a symposium examining the past, present, and future of aviation and space exploration. WBUR's Steve Brown was on hand for the opening session, which brought together 8 Apollo-era astronauts.
Now ranging in age from 76 to 84, the former astronauts may have slowed somewhat physically, but they took part in a spirited discussion on the future of space exploration. All seem frustrated by the apparent stagnation of the current U.S. space program, but are encouraged by the entry of private ventures into the field. Rusty Schweikert flew on Apollo 9 back in 1969. He says commercial spaceflight is the best thing to happen to space exploration since the days of Apollo.
When you go today to any gathering of people involved in private space initiatives, I mean, the juices are flowing. It's exciting. I mean, it's a rock concert, man. I mean, things are really bubbling.
Retired astronaut Charlie Duke, the youngest man to ever walk on the moon, says he respects the innovative work of companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX. But Duke adds those types of firms will have to be profitable in order to stay in the game.
It's got to be something that's an entrepreneur, like Musk. I mean, the guy made billions, and I think he has some great ideas with his automobiles and his spacecraft. But it's going to take NASA's money or the government money to get it done.
The astronauts also tackled the question of sending humans to Mars. Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin advocates a trip to the Red Planet, even if it means the voyage is one way.
What are they going to do when you bring them back here that can possibly compare in the value that they would be if they stayed there and Mars wasn't empty? And now we are establishing an outpost on another planet. That is a big deal.
The MIT Aero Astro Centennial Symposium continues today and concludes with a discussion tomorrow with SpaceX CEO and founder Elon Musk. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.